Good afternoon, everyone. This is your host, David John Oates, for another Reverse Speak Show, broadcast to you live from Adelaide, South Australia. This week, the alternate community mourns the loss of Jim Mars, investigative journalist. Jim Mars has been an amazing beacon for truth in the alternate world, and we lost him this week. And I was talking to Jeff Rentz about it a couple of days ago, and he was saying, the loss is incalculable. There's no one coming up the ranks to replace him, and he's right. The wealth of knowledge that Jim Mars had was amazing, and we're going to be repeating the interview I did with Jim Mars on my radio show in the second hour. This is an interview I did with Jim Mars back in December, one of his last interviews, except for his regular appearances on the Jeff Rentz show. And he was very gracious to come onto my show, and we talked a little bit about JFK assassination. Of course, you'll all remember the work I did with that. If you haven't caught up with my JFK assassination work, go to www.jfkassassinationsolved.com. That's jfkassassinationsolved.com. And you can hear the 4.5 hour radio interview I did with Jeff Rentz and Jim Mars and Dick Allgaier. I'm talking about what Reverse Speech has found about the JFK assassination and the truth that Reverse Speech unraveled was just stunning, and totally agreed with Jim Mars's an investigation into the assassination as well. So we had an amazing coalescence of ideas on the air with the Jeff Rentz interview. So if you really want to get 4.5 hours of good radio, go to jokeassassinationsolved.com, and you can hear all the reversals there. Of course, the interview with the Jeff Rentz program with Jim Mars is up there, and go and listen to that. And 4.5 hours of riveting radio, I'm sure you would agree. So there we go. Jim Mars, we will miss you. So, okay, let us move on, and we're going to look at our reversals for today. And we're going back into the archives again today, as I have been doing for a year or so now. Don't know what I'm going to do when archives run out, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to that. I was actually thinking today, gee whiz, I'm going to run out of archives soon. Or we can go back into the 70s, not 70s, into the 90s. Yeah, I've got a lot of stuff there, I guess. Okay. All right, here's some reversals from let's just play them all. I think I played two or three of these last week, but let's just that decided to shut down. I'll reopen this up again and get that reversal up that I was about to play. And this is a Bill Clinton rape victim.
I was very nervous. No woman should be subjected to it. It was an assault.
He starts to find on myself there. You know, trying to pull away from him.
And this one says, "We woke your wolf, but I've done it. I'll call someone out."
You woke your wolf, but I've done it. I'll call someone out.
Huh. Now, I don't normally like long sentences, but that was actually quite clear. "We woke your wolf, but I've done it. I'll call someone out."
You woke your wolf, but I've done it. I'll call someone out. You woke your wolf, but I've done it.
Yep, okay, all right, there you go. All right, here's Ted Cruz talking about making a comeback.
Am I sad? Yes. But I also know that collectively we did everything we could.
Here he says, "We're ready to live with hell."
Ready to live with hell.
Wow.
Ready to live with hell.
Do you think the Donald Trump presidency would be hell? I don't know. And here we have one on David Icke.
First of all,
We as a human race have got to get up.
And this one is, I hate this old rat shit.
I hate this old rat shit.
Ha ha!
I hate this old rat shit.
That's funny.
I hate this old rat shit.
Alright, here we have Hillary Clinton.
Well, I can only tell you my experience, which has led to my putting out specific plans, saying how I would pay for them.
And this one says, give us its slime, it'll come.
If it's slime, it'll come.
Huh, I'll be bothered.
If it's slime, it'll come.
Yeah, certainly there.
If it's slime, it'll come.
Okay, all right. Next one along.
So many Americans who haven't had a raise in 15 years. It raises serious issues about, you know, how well he understands.
And this one is, I was your shit. Serious, sincerely.
I was your shit. Serious, sincerely.
Oh, that's funny.
I was your shit. Serious, sincerely.
I'll be bothered.
I was your shit. Serious, sincerely.
I was your shit. Serious, sincerely. That's funny. I'll listen to the forwards again on this.
So many Americans who haven't had a raise in 15 years. It raises serious issues about, you know, how well he understands.
She was so incongruent on the campaign trail. Unbelievable. She's thinking quite nobly forwards, but backwards. I was your shit. Serious, sincerely. She was serious, seriously and sincerely a shit.
I was your shit, serious, sincerely.
I was your shit, serious,
sincerely. It's
sunny
there.
I was your shit, serious, sincerely.
That's funny. All right, here's the next one.
I'm going to stay focused on that, and I hope that that's what the voters will want to hear.
And he says, Reagan almost hurt over that.
Reagan almost hurt over that.
I'll be bothered.
Reagan almost hurt over that. Reagan almost hurt over that.
I don't know what she's referring to. Why Ronald Reagan's in her speech, but anyway, there we go. Next session along.
All voters who want a candidate who is running a campaign based on issues, who has been willing to put out plans.
And here she says, wide open.
Wide open.
Huh.
Wide open. Wide open.
I don't know what she means by wide open, but there we go. All right. Here's Hillary again.
Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee, a man who has insulted our closest allies, has talked about more countries getting nuclear weapons, has advocated punishing women.
And this one says it's what brought his lawsuit.
This will brought his lawsuit.
Huh.
This will brought his lawsuit. This will brought his lawsuit.
Yeah, there it is. It's what brought his lawsuit. Don't think he had a lawsuit at that time. Okay, here's another one. She's talking about her emails.
And I have provided all of my work-related emails.
Ah, yeah, as if. Slimy, they deal a program.
Slimy, they deal a program.
Huh.
Slimy, they deal a program. Slimy, they deal a program.
Well, she was rather slimy about her emails, wasn't she? Here's Hillary talking about Benghazi.
And if I could go back, I would do it differently. Well, I have talked about this for many, many months. I testified for 11 hours.
And this one says, sit by the cop.
Sit by the cop.
Huh.
Sit by the cop.
Yep.
Sit by the cop.
Well, it's certainly there. Not too sure exactly what it means, but anyway, sit by the cop. Thank you, Hillary, for a wonderful reversal. Here she is again on her email scandal.
I've asked that they be made public, and I think that, you know, that demonstrates that I wanted to make sure that this information was part of the official records.
And this one says, my family hurts that we panic.
My family hurts that we panic.
Wow.
My family that's me panic.
Huh. Well, I don't know whether she's panicking or not. Reversal says that she is. So far, she's got a scot-free related to all her emails. I'm not too sure exactly why. Anyone else who'd done what she'd done would be in jail by now. The law seems to apply to the Clintons differently than they do to the rest of America. So, all right, here's the next one on Hillary.
Just today, it was reported that Donald Trump has clinched the number of delegates he needs to be the Republican nominee.
And this one says, blood that they offered.
Well, there we go.
Blood that they offered. Wow, okay. All right, here we have someone talking about citing a man in black. So here we go, and this will be interesting.
Most of the time, and I actually even...
Here he says, and some blood.
And some blood.
Oh, yeah, that's clear.
And some blood. And some blood.
Yeah, that's certainly nice and clear. And here's another one.
Her phone wasn't able to pick up the video, and in the same time...
And this one says, fucking good, fuck it.
Fucking good, fuck it.
Huh. Yeah, certainly there. Yeah, well, nice and clear. Okay. Don't know what this is telling us about the man in black, but anyway, here's the next one.
It's hard to tell because there was also similar to me. And I was in such... Honestly, God, Blake, when my eyes connect with theirs, such fear runs through my body.
Wow. And backwards he says, here I am, I don't feel guilt.
Yeah, I am. I don't feel guilt.
Wow.
Yeah, I am.
I'll be bothered.
Yeah, I am.
Does that mean he opened himself up to them? Yeah, let's listen to the forward again. He's talking about meeting men in black.
It's hard to tell because there was also similar to me. And I was in such... Honestly, God, Blake, when my eyes connect with theirs, such fear runs through my body.
And this one is, here I am, I don't feel guilt.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am.
Okay, and, okay, next one along is the forward.
Yeah, it's been a frightening ordeal, but I thank God that I have validation, and I'm glad that I have a witness.
And he says, I may kill him.
I may kill him.
Yeah, well, that's there.
I may kill him.
Yeah, okay, it's certainly there. No, I guess he's a little bit upset. Well, here's a bizarre metaphor.
You know what, Blake? He was next door neighbors to Betty and Barney Hill when he grew up.
And this one says, I will be deployed, you know, through Eden.
I will be deployed, you know, in Eden.
I don't feel guilt, and I would be deployed. Is he a disinfo agent? And let's run the fours again.
You know what, Blake? He was next door neighbors to Betty and Barney Hill when he grew up.
And I would be deployed, you know, through Eden.
I would be deployed, you know, in Eden.
I'll be bothered. Okay, all right. Next one along. Here we go.
And then after, as a matter of fact, when I tried to send her the video.
And this one says, lose our shadow, have run.
Lose our shadow, have run.
Yeah, well, there it is. Lose our shadow, have run. What a strange reversal. Yeah, let's run the forwards on this again.
And then after, as a matter of fact, when I tried to send her the video.
And to lose our shadow, have run.
Lose our shadow, have run.
Well, it's certainly clear, but these are strange reversals on this MIB guy. See, now look at this one. This guy's involved in this. Here we go.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But it is frightening. They've only spoken to me in words one time.
And here he says, set it up in Houston.
Houston.
Of course, that's where NASA is. See, these reversals are implying that this guy's involved in all of this. He's not an innocent party. Here's the next one.
About these guys, they seem a little odd. They seem very odd.
They kind of move in unison.
Yes.
Yeah, very strange. They seem to almost communicate without moving their mouths.
And he says, a slime, I give him hell.
Slime, I give him hell.
Wow.
Slime, I give him hell. Slime, I give him hell.
Yeah, all right, okay, all right, okay, all right. And then here's the next one. It's a Ford.
Always seems to be in a crowded room or a big crowd, like New York City, 1989.
Uh-huh.
One of them walked up to me, and it looked as though he might have been getting ready to speak to me, but I couldn't tell you because his mouth was close to my ear, and the only thing that I heard was, don't take yourself so seriously, they won't believe you anyway.
Wow.
That's the only thing they've ever said.
And this one says, they preview all with real seriousness. Are we bothered? It's clear too. Okay, let's listen to the Fords again on this so we can work out what... strange reversals on this guy who claimed to have seen MIBs.
He seems to be in a crowded room or a big crowd, like New York City, 1989.
Uh-huh.
One of them walked up to me, and it looked as though he might have been getting ready to speak to me, but I couldn't tell you because his mouth was close to my ear, and the only thing that I heard was, don't take yourself so seriously, they won't believe you anyway.
What?
That's the only thing they've ever said.
And they preview all with real seriousness. Okay, all right. All right, so next one along, here we go.
And I actually even recognized somebody that was abducted along with me, and we're friends to this day.
Really?
I met him only 4 years ago, and we found out that we've been abducted together several times since I was 15.
And he says, they walk together, so many of us. Well, you're talking about being abducted. Walk together, so many of us. There's so many who have been abducted. Here's the Fords again.
I actually even recognized somebody that was abducted along with me, and we're friends to this day.
Really?
I met him only 4 years ago, and we found out that we've been abducted together several times since I was 15.
They walk together, so many of us. Yeah, okay, nice and clear. All right. Okay. That's the last I've got on the MIB sightings. Here we have Donald Trump. Talking about judges coming after him.
We have wounded warriors who I love all over the place. These are the most incredible. These are braver than all of us in this room put together. I look at the attitude, and I work with them.
And he says, I'm aware there's evil lurking. Wow. Gee, saying the audio wasn't clear on this. Yeah, okay, yeah, well, all right. I'm aware there's evil lurking, but... The audio of the forward track is not the best. Okay, I think we've got time to fit one more in before the break. Donald Trump exposing Lindsey Graham as establishment.
But you will find out that it wasn't Iraq. So you say, but when I look at a guy like Lindsey Graham, then I hear his theory on the war, you'll be in there forever. You'll be in there, and you'll end up starting World War III with a guy like that, too. We don't want World War III over Syria. Okay, we don't want World. Do we agree with that? We don't want World War. But I watched him on Fox today. I have never seen a guy that, I don't think I've ever seen a guy so totally out of control. They mentioned my name. He went literally crazy this morning.
This one says, he'll reveal that we've been in the shit. Oh, yeah. That's clear. I'll be bothered. He'll reveal that we've been in the shit. Here it is again. Huh. There we go. Okay. All right. He'll reveal that we've been in the ship. Okay, all right. All right, okay. So, next one along. Where are we? Okay, here we go. Next one along. Here we go.
I said, oh, that's too bad. Is it a drought? No, we have plenty of water. I said, what's wrong? Well, we shove it out to sea. And I said, why? And nobody even knows why. And the environmentalists don't know why. Now, they're trying to protect a certain kind of 3-inch fish.
And this one says they wished it on us.
They wished it on us.
They wished it on us. They wished it on us.
Yep, okay, all right. Yep, no worries. They wished it on us. All right, there's a break. We'll be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy 2 Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077. OK, Okay, we... Hello? Okay, I think we're back on the air. Okay, we're back. This is David Jonites. You are listening to the second hour of the weekly Reverse Beat Show. Okay, we are looking at reversals on the archives from June of 2016. So here's the forwards.
This should have been dismissed on summary judgment easily.
And they better shit. Yep, okay, all right, there we go. And next one along, Trump saying he's being railroaded. Here's the forwards.
This should have been dismissed on summary judgment easily.
This says they judge you. Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about, forwards. And here he is again.
Trump University is in San Diego. And the trial, they wanted it to start while I'm running for president.
They're going to whip.
Then I'll whip.
Yeah, there it is. And next one along, this is someone singing the national anthem.
And the rockets are everywhere, the bombs bursting in air, gay through the night, that our flag was still there.
And this one says, another perfect man. I'll be bothered.
Another perfect man.
Is she singing about Donald Trump, another perfect man? Here it is again.
Another perfect man. Another perfect man.
Another perfect man. Well, there you go. What about that, hey? All right, okay. So, okay, next session along. Next reversal along is Trump.
Where did these people go when they got on the airplane? Do you know where they went? A lot of them went to Saudi Arabia, okay? They didn't go back to Iraq.
This one says, I'll pray that I get them. I'll pray that I get them. Huh. Yeah, okay, all right. I'll pray that I'll get him. Well, I guess he's going to go after these people. That's how I would interpret that. Right. Okay, all right. So, next one along. And here we go.
Horrible, horrible deal where we're giving Iran $150 billion. We got nothing for it. We get our prisoners back. They should have been given back to us 3 years ago.
This one says they were giving you away. Yeah, there we go. They were giving you away. All right. Okay. And next one along is Trump on the New World Order.
And people talk about me with the button. I'm the one that doesn't want to do this, okay? And I've been one from 2002, 2003, said you shouldn't be doing it. Here's what happens. We have spent $2 trillion in Iraq, in fighting Iraq. $2 trillion.
And this one says, I know what the mission is.
I know what the mission is.
Oh, yeah, well, that's not totally clear reversal. I'll play it again. I know what the mission is.
I know what the mission is.
Yeah, okay, there we go. I know what the mission is. All right, here we have another one. Talking about Iraq.
They knew there were no weapons. Well, there are a lot of people that think that. There are a lot of people that think, look, bottom line, there were no weapons of mass destruction. They said there are weapons of mass destruction.
And this one says, they will be powerless.
They will be powerless. They will be powerless. They will be powerless.
Yeah, okay, all right. Next one on Trump.
Thank you, everybody. So here's what happened. I got here, and they all said, we have a great crowd. We don't have time for the national anthem. I said, yes, we do. We have time for the national anthem. What?
And so it says, we love America.
You know, be very careful.
All right, next one along.
And they all said, we have a great crowd. We don't have time for the national anthem. I said, yes, we do. We have time for the national anthem. What?
And this one says, would you say to someone no?
Would you say yes, I'm a no?
Would you say yes, I'm a no? Would you say yes, I'm a no?
Well, I don't know what he means by would you say to someone no, but anyway. All right, here we have a Barack Obama from 2016 talking about Hillary.
She's got the courage, the compassion, and the heart to get the job done.
And here he says, advise a bigot.
Advise the bigot. Advise the bigot. Advise the bigot.
And he's endorsing Hillary.
I know some say these primaries have somehow left the Democratic Party more divided. Well, you know, they said that 8 years ago as well.
And here he says, I must sit on it.
Glad to sit on it.
Glad to sit on it. Glad to sit on it.
Okay, next one along.
I've seen her commitment to our values up close. I've seen her determination.
And this one says, I vote in them.
I vote in them.
I vote in them. I vote in them.
Okay, next one along.
But they're both patriots who love this country, and they share a vision for the America that we all believe in.
And he says of the crime, little Jeb Bush. I'll be bothered. I'll be bothered. What are you talking about? Jeb Bush, the crime? And let's run that again.
But they're both patriots who love this country, and they share a vision for the America that we all believe in.
And the crime, little Jeb Bush. Yeah, that's nice and clear. Okay, all right. And next one, he's endorsing Hillary.
We're shining a spotlight on issues like economic inequality and the outsized influence of money in our politics.
And there he says, there's our sign.
There's our sign.
Oh, yeah.
There's our sign. There's our sign.
Yeah, all right. Next one along.
Tens of millions of Americans have made their voices heard.
This is over them. It's a crime.
This is the old Britney and the crime.
Huh.
This is the old Britney and the crime.
You know, look.
This is the old Britney and the crime.
Look, Barack Obama was consistently incongruent in office. His reversals were always incongruent. They're just really bad, nasty reversals. Yeah, here's Obama in Orlando.
Today marks the most deadly shooting in American history.
I know, you're talking about a Orlando shooting, and he says some evil scum.
For me, the scum.
Yep, okay, yeah, well, that makes sense, I guess. And then we've got Orlando again.
Our fellow Americans who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender.
And this one says, drop dead. This is what I'm talking about. He's incongruent. He's talking about transgenders forwards.
Our fellow Americans who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender.
And drop dead. Yeah, well, you see there, you hear his real feelings about the LGBT community. Drop dead. All right, here we have the next one.
So this is a sobering reminder that attacks on any American, regardless of race.
Now, here we have a long reversal. Your villain, hear the sender, sell the survivor.
Hear the sender, sell the survivor.
Yeah, certainly there.
Yeah, certainly there.
There's no doubt about that. All right, here's the next one.
That he could give us all the strength to be there for them and the strength and courage to change.
This one says, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid.
I'll be bothered. I'm afraid. Interesting. Oh, look at this one.
The place where they were attacked is more than a nightclub. It was a place of solidarity and empowerment where people have come together.
And this one is, oh, people, I'm rotten. Oh, that's classic. Classic Obama. See, this is classic. What was I talking about? Totally incongruent. Yeah, here's the forwards again.
The place where they were attacked is more than a nightclub. It was a place of solidarity and empowerment where people have come together.
And, oh, people, I'm rotten. All right, here we have the next one.
To raise awareness, to speak their minds, and to advocate for their civil rights.
Talking about Orlando shootings, but backwards, we'll fake it. Huh. Was Orlando a false flag? Is that what he's referring to? Don't know. Here he is again talking about Orlando.
In the face of hate and violence, we will love one another. We will not give in to fear or turn against each other.
And this one says, grief living now.
Grief living now. Grief living now. Grief living now.
Yeah, it's certainly all there. No doubt about that. Grief living now. Well, that would make sense. Okay, here's the next one.
We need to demonstrate that we are defined more as a country by the way they live their lives than by the hate of the man who took them from us.
And this one says, here the governments, now wear the wind. Yeah, certainly there. Here the governments now wear the wind. I wonder what he means by that. All right, next one.
May God bless the Americans we lost this morning. May comfort their families. May God continue to watch over this country that we love. Thank you.
And this one says, release the faggot. Some effort, you'll fuck him.
Release the faggot. Still
mad, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yep, okay. And here we have another one.
As Americans, to protect our people and defend our nation and to take action against those who threaten us.
And this one says, we'll be protested.
We'll be protested.
Yep, there we go. Will be protested. Okay, fair enough. All right, here we have, another one about Orlando.
In a school, or in a house of worship, or a movie theater, or in a nightclub.
And this one says, the show of Zion.
The show of Zion.
Wow.
The show of Zion. The show of Zion.
Wow, was it a false flag? Were Israelis involved? Interesting. Next one along.
The FBI is appropriately investigating this as an act of terrorism, and I've directed that we must spare no effort.
And this one says, this hell upon it.
This hell upon it.
Huh.
This hell upon it.
Yeah.
This hell upon it.
Yeah, certainly there. This hell upon it. Yep, okay. All right, here we have Donald Trump. This one of the forwards.
Because I was getting ready to run, but then I have the equal time provisions, and NBC was desperate to keep me, okay? Like, desperate to keep me, and you can understand, because I get ratings.
And this one says, we get upset so easy.
We get upset so easy.
Huh.
We get upset
So easy. Is he talking about himself? As he says, we get upset so easy. Okay, next one along.
You have to be careful. That could hurt me very badly.
And here he says, then I build America, want to bully that little faggot. I'll be bothered. Certainly there. He's talking about Obama.
You have to be careful. That could hurt me very badly.
Here it is again. Then I build America, want to bully that little faggot. I'll be bothered. Wow, I'll be bothered. Okay. Next one along.
Why not ban assault weapons, as Hillary Clinton just called for recently on our show?
Well, first of all, there are millions of them already out there, millions upon millions. So they're already out there, number one. And I absolutely wouldn't, because people need protection. They have to protect. So the bad guys will have the assault rifles, and the people trying to protect themselves will be standing there with a BB gun.
This one says, we'll build a spy on it.
We'll build a spy on it.
Huh, okay. He's talking about Jeb Bush.
And she would be absolutely the wrong person. Now she wants to bring 500% more people in from Syria.
And here he says, Bush evil.
Bush evil.
Wow.
Bush evil. Bush evil.
Here we are again.
And he doesn't want to discuss it. He doesn't want to properly describe it.
And he says, they need the sex. I guess so. All right. And next one along. There we go.
And I'm saying we cannot take any more people from Syria right now. We can't do it.
And this one says, they would make you whine.
No, it makes you whine.
Well, that would make sense. Here's the Ford.
And I'm saying we cannot take any more people from Syria right now. We can't do it.
Can't take any more people from Syria. They would make you whine.
No, it makes you whine.
Well, I guess he does whine fairly easily, doesn't he? All right, next one along.
But when he won, I really thought at a minimum that he was going to be a great cheerleader for the country. And he's not even a good cheerleader. There's very little I can say, Paul. He killed Bin Laden. He didn't kill Bin Laden. You know, he gets so much credit for that. Okay, excuse me.
And this one says, Hillary's sure gonna be done.
Hillary's gonna get done.
Well, Hillary was done, wasn't she? Done like a dinner. Wow. All right, next one.
We can either get him this way or that way. Either solution's okay. I almost think the other would have been better, except this way there's a little more proof. And a lot of people disagree with what happened after the fact and the way he was treated so solemnly. I mean, they treated him so solemnly. After the fact, cleanse the body, wash the body. I mean, give me a break.
And this one is, I hold the will.
I hold the will.
Huh.
I hold the will. I hold the will.
Yeah, I hold the will. Yeah, absolutely right. Okay. And next one along.
We can take him out. We have him. You're the president. We can take him out with a missile and we can go get him. Now, the third thing is leave him alone. And nobody, only a very stupid person would say that. So we can take him out with a missile. We can do either way. Either way, it's okay. All right? Either way, it's okay. So he said, all right, let's go get him. Why does he get so much credit? You know, they give him credit for that. He shouldn't get so much credit. He happened to be sitting in that...
Listen to Slam Dunk.
Excuse me.
You remember Jimmy Carter and Jimmy Carter was rescued.
Jimmy Carter was incompetent. Look, very nicely. We can take him out with a missile or we can pick him up. He's sitting in the White House. These military guys who were there long before he was there, they found him. Now, the bad news is Pakistan should have told us this years before because they knew exactly where he was. He's sitting right next to one of their major military bases.
And this one says, They see us, make us go with our error. See, some reversals are so difficult to know what they mean. I mean, what does he mean by that? What error? Make us go with our error. I mean, what error is he talking about? See, this is where you need to see in the mind a little bit deeper than what we seem to be seeing into it. I don't know. All right, here's some reversals on David Cameron resigning as Prime Minister.
Delivering stability will be important.
And he says, delivers new villain.
Delivers new villain.
Delivers
new villain. Delivers new villain.
All right, next one.
Although leaving Europe was not the path I recommended.
And this is, fuck Rapunzel, bring it in riddle. I'll be bothered. Rapunzel's a new metaphor. Not too sure exactly what it means. All right, okay. Next one along. David Cameron resigning.
We must now prepare for a negotiation with the European Union.
And this one says, May Day Parade. May Day Parade. And, here we have Hillary.
Well, I have to tell you, I have tried in every way I know how, literally from my years as a young lawyer all the way through my time as Secretary of State, to level with the American people.
And this one says, our families kill the law. Wow.
The Nazi numbers kill the law.
The Nazi numbers kill the law.
The Nazi numbers kill the law.
I'll be bothered. Wow, that's a pretty intense reversal. Here's Hillary on Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can.
Oh, here he says, I had a worry.
I had a worry.
Huh.
I had a worry.
She did too.
I had a worry.
A famous speech of hers. What difference at this point does it make?
What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can.
And I had a worry.
I had a worry.
I had a worry.
I had a worry.
Yeah, well, certainly there. I had a worry. Okay. All right. And here's Hillary again. Here we go.
I remember landing under sniper fire. We basically were told to run to our cars. Now, that is what happened.
Will you say anything to get elected?
And this one says, and they'll remember.
And they'll remember.
And they'll remember.
Yeah.
It may have remembered.
Yeah, they remember. I remember this one. Well, she wasn't under fire by sniper fire. The video shows her casually walking to her car. And so she's lying forwards and backwards. She's telling us, and they'll remember. They'll remember what really happened. I remember that one. All right. Okay, here he is laughing about killing Gaddafi.
Look, he came. We saw, he died. We came, we saw, he died. Look.
This one says, awesome, thank you.
Awesome. Come here, you.
Awesome. Come here, you. Awesome. Come here, you.
That's not a clear thank you. I don't think that is thank you, actually. I thought it was make you. Anyway, okay, here's Hillary again.
And chauvinist and sexist and misogynist and chauvinist. Sexist. Misogynist. Chauvinist and sexist and misogynist.
And this one says, televise it, so sexist, say the bullshit. Hey, let's run that again. Televise it, so sexist, let's say the bullshit. Televise it, so sexist, so say the bullshit. Huh. All right, there we go. Interesting reversal. What can I say? All right, here we have Obama. We've got time to fit one more music in, I think.
What? You're not paying attention.
No, we don't. We'll be back right after this with a repeat of my interview with Jim Mars from December of last year. Don't touch that keyboard, folks. We'll be back after this. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Salenti has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Salenti's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
You've heard the ads on this radio station about Royal Velvet. You know you want and need the benefits that Royal Velvet offers, but you haven't gone to the website royalvelvetnow.com. You've procrastinated. You haven't started your journey towards dramatic improvements in that vim, vigor, and energy you've always wanted. Reward yourself. You deserve it. No, really. All you have to do is go to royalvelvetnow.com, click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and order a couple bottles of Royal Velvet, which is a month's supply, and you're on your way to experiencing the most life-changing product in the world. Oh, by the way, to experience just how powerful Royal Velvet is, do what thousands of our clients have done. Stop taking all your supplements and just take Royal Velvet. Do it for a month. You will feel better, look better, and be dramatically better. And besides being blown away by the results, you'll also be ecstatic over the huge amount of money you saved. There are 1,440 minutes in a day. It takes less than 5 minutes to place an order at royalvelvetnow.com. Go there now. Your life will never be the same.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rentz.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of